107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Joining us on the phone line is Chef Andrew Maver, and it's a wrap on the Sunday Roast Sessions with Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association, and Andrew joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Jamie. How you doing?
Doing great, Andrew. So you've wrapped it up, the Sunday Roast Sessions, the live cooking demos with Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association. How long has this been? How many sessions have you done over the past little while?
Well, it hasn't, something I realized the other day is it hasn't really been a little while. It's been close to 100 sessions. It might be actually one or two over, if you include a couple of other things that I'd kind of done live for them. So it kind of clocks in at about 60 hours of live cooking, which is, if it was done in one stretch and broadcast, might have been a Guinness Book of Records.
Or a Netflix binge.
It segmented off, so it's much more manageable for me.
Well, again, thank you so much for doing these live cooking demos, the Sunday night or Sunday roast sessions. And this has been on the Facebook page with Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association. So did you feel it was just time to wrap it up, or what was the decision for wrapping it up?
There's a bunch of things, really. It seemed like the right time. 100 episodes seemed like a good point to put a pin in it and say, okay, well, you know, this has been a great kind of thing to do, and you know, now we can kind of call it. The other one is I took over my dream job, actually, running the Screaming Avocado and teaching cooking at the high school in town. So,
oh, congratulations on that! That's great news.
Thanks. Yeah, it's amazing. It's what I've been, you know, wanting to do for a few years, and it's basically where I feel like I can make the most impactful change. So it still aligns with all those things that I, you know, really kind of hold to value, which were indicated in the last couple of years through the work with Stratford Lakeside Adults Association as well. So.
Well, I know certainly people appreciated those live cooking demos. They were on Sundays. And the great news is that all those videos are still available on the Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association Facebook page. So all the videos, all the sessions are there. What was it like for you doing these sessions? I know it was probably something a little bit different for you. And then there's all the prep time before the Sunday sessions.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, to be honest, you try and make it not really obvious to people that there is that prep time, but it certainly exists. I mean, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday each week, I would kind of think through something that worked for the show and with what I wanted to do under the idea that I wanted to teach people, usually in each episode, a new skill, a new ingredient to work with, or a new way of doing something that they probably really liked already. So I kind of think that through Saturday, I would actually get out a Sharpie, and every single week I would actually draw, or at least write out what I was doing that week. I'd take a photo of it, then drop it into my computer and do some graphics editing on it so it looked right. Again, these are fictitious standards that I created for myself, but I was fairly hard on myself if I didn't hit them. So I'd kind of set all that up and then go grocery shopping, then set up everything in advance of the show, which usually takes about 45 minutes to an hour, because, you know, nobody's going to learn anything if you just drop all the ingredients on the counter and start going. You have to kind of do what in the industry is referred to as mise en place. So,
well, you did a great job with it. Again, really, it was almost 2 years of these cooking demos on a weekly basis, and I know folks appreciated not only just the cooking demos, but as you mentioned, sort of a new way of doing things or maybe a new approach. Now, you've left us with tips from the kitchen, so we're going to share this on our Facebook page, Top 10 Tips from the Kitchen. Maybe we won't go over all 10 of them, but which ones would you like to spotlight this morning? I like the number one, always read your recipe.
Well, yeah, I mean, I liken a recipe to kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure book where you can spot all the mistakes that you might make, and, you know, if you don't start actually making the recipe, you can spot them and highlight them and make sure you don't make them. So, yeah, I mean, read your recipe, read it over twice.
Yeah, exactly, and be patient with yourself. I like that one.
Well, that's an interesting one, because that can, yeah, I mean, my take on that is, and it's something that I encounter a lot with students, is if you haven't done something before and it doesn't turn out well, of course it didn't turn out well. You haven't done it before. So you can't be hard on yourself about it. You have to kind of be able to look at it and say, okay, well, something went wrong, therefore it's a learning opportunity. You don't learn anything when things go right.
And buy good spices and treat them well. What do you mean by that?
Well, that one's actually, An investment in good quality ingredients, especially spices, pays itself off in a big way. Like really bad quality spices, you'll use way more of them to try and get the same flavor. And then when I say treat them well, I mean toast them, you know, bash them up yourself, buy them whole and make sure that you grind them. Sounds like a lot of work, but at the same time, if you enjoy cooking, it's not a lot of work. It's just part of the process.
And the one that really struck me, a sharp, cheap knife is better than an expensive, dull one. I love that one.
Oh, man. Jamie, over the years, the number of people who have kind of asked me, how do I get a really good kitchen knife? It's been mind-blowing. And the number one question that I ask people is, do you sharpen your knives? And they say, well, no. And I'm like, okay, well, don't buy one because you're just going to wreck it. Like, at the end of the day, it's a tool, right? And you have to keep your tool in working condition. So sharpening your knife, yeah. A good cheap knife that's sharp will be worth way more to you than a $400 Damascus knife that looks beautiful but is dull as heck.
Oh, there you go. And here's one, of course. Food is meant to be shared, and so is knowledge. That's a great way to wrap it up for sure.
Oh, thanks. That one's self-explanatory.
Yeah, exactly. So again, all those videos are still available on the Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association, all the videos with Chef Andrew Maver. And Andrew, just before we let you go, can we do a shout-out for Screaming Avocado, something that a lot of folks enjoy, but maybe some folks just aren't aware of what Screaming Avocado is all about?
Well, it's a kind of a student-run, student-operated cafe at the high school in town. It was started by Paul Finkelstein. About 18 years ago, I believe. We serve students in the school. We make a lot of meals that go out to the community. We engage in some kind of, you know, learning activities that wouldn't be normal in a lot of schools because we have this amazing space where people come in and they share their knowledge and students pick it all up, and then we use it to kind of act as a force of good in the community. So it's fun. It's definitely not like a sit-down read a book class, put it that way.
There you go. Andrew Maver, again, with the Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association for the Sunday Roast of Sessions. All those videos still available. Of course, we'll share the top 10 tips from the kitchen on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And again, Andrew, continued success with the Screaming Avocado, and thank you so much for your time, your expertise with those Sunday Roast Sessions with Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association, helping us get through this pandemic. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Jamie. I'm sure it won't be the last time that you'll see me up there, but it's been a great run.